In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Word of God.
奉主圣名，我们来一起来查考神的话语。
Let us turn to Song of Songs, Song of Solomon.
我们一同翻开雅歌。
Song of Songs, chapter 2.
雅歌第二章。
Song of Songs, chapter 2.
雅歌第二章。
Let us read verse 14.
我们读第十四节。
O my dove, in the caves of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your countenance, let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet, and your countenance is lovely.
第十四节，我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处，求你容我得见你的面貌。 得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
Who says this?
谁说这句话呢？
The Lord God or the Lord Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣基督。
In the Chinese, it says, 求, plead, you know, God please to us, or plead, so he actually, in a way, begging us to listen to him. But in the English, it just says, let me see your countenance, let me hear your voice.
在这种圣经这边说，神向我们求，让他能得见我们的面貌，得听我们的声音。在英文圣经是说，能够让他看见我们的面貌，听到我们的声音。
Here it shows that Jesus is, of course, Almighty God is very humble, very humble.
在这里，主耶稣基督他非常的谦卑。
The Almighty God living the palaces of ivory, coming down into this world to be like human being, eventually crucified for the sinners of the world.
天上的真神，他住在象牙塔里，他也道成肉身来到世上受尽苦难。
For the salvation of mankind.
为了人的救恩。
Here he tells us to let him see our countenance and let him hear our voice.
在这里，他向我们求得见我们的面貌跟听见我们的声音。
What is countenance?
什么是面貌？
Obviously, the most obvious part of our body.
就是我们外表看得到的。
Most obvious part of the body.
最清楚的部分，最明显的部分。
And that means behaviors, of course, or livelihood.
就是我们的行为，我们的生活。
跟我们的生活, people know, people can see.
每个人都看得到，他们都知道。
People know how we behave in this society, how we act in the church.
人们知道说我们在社会上的行为跟我们在教会里面的行为。
God says, "Let me see your countenance."
神向我们说，让我看你的面貌。
And He also says, "Let me hear." Your voice. He wants to listen to our voice.
而他也对我们说, 让我听见你的声音, 他想听我们的声音。
Voice, of course, would refer to ultimately the gospel voice.
声音这边, 也是讲到,
ultimately, 最后, the ultimate goal is gospel voice.
最终的, 目的就是, 福音的声音。
This voice also means our harmony. Are dwelling with people in peace, in unity in the church. Voice of unity.
这也代表着是我们与人和谐的声音。
Why Jesus wants to see our countenance and our voice?
为什么耶稣想看见我们的面貌跟听见我们的声音呢？
Because he says, your voice is sweet and your countenance is lovely.
因为这边说你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
This is the expectation of God from us.
这是神对我们的期待。
He wants us to show our behaviors to the whole world.
他想让我们的行为能够让世界上的人看到。
He also wishes our voice to be heard by many people.
他也希望我们的声音能够让众多人所听见。
Jesus is qualified to tell us to do this.
主耶稣他是非常足够能够 这样子来跟我们说。
Qualified, with condition, 条件，他有条件哦。He's qualified, 有资格。What does it mean? It means he did it himself to let the world see his countenance and also hear his voice 2,000 years ago.
主耶稣他有这个资格，因为他在2000年前他就让世人们看见他的面貌，也让世人们听见他的声音。
He came into this world as a human being.
他来到世界上成为人类。
He manifested his life towards everyone in the world at the time.
而他在当时也向世人显现他的生活。
Indeed, he lived out a life worthy to be called the savior of mankind.
而他也够条件、够资格的被称为人类的救主。
And he preached the gospel voice.
而他也传达了福音的声音。
We don't see Jesus today.
今天我们看不见主耶稣。
We cannot touch him physically.
我们也碰不到他。
But this verse still applies to us.
但是这些章节能够向我们
This request of Jesus still applies to us.
这主耶稣向我们所求的同样的也是向我们在我们身上应该做出来。
Still applies. Not just 2,000 years ago, but it's today. In other words, we don't see Jesus physically. People don't see Jesus physically, but they want to see Jesus through us. People want to see Jesus in us. We must manifest our countenance, which is like Jesus. We have to preach our voice, which is the voice of Jesus Christ.
现今人们看不到主耶稣，但是他可以从我们身上，要是能够活出基督的形状、基督的形象，那他们就可以从我们身上看到，也可以听到耶稣的声音。
This is the meaning of the verse. Let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice. This is not limited by space and time.
这就是这一节的意思，就是要我们能够让大家看到我们的面貌跟声音并不受时间与空间的限制。
Jesus is qualified to tell us to do this.
而主耶稣他是够资格告诉我们要这么做的。
Because he did it to the whole world, as we should follow him, so that we can imitate him.
而他因为他这么做，我们要效法他，能够向他学习。
So, for example, what he performed, what he taught on a sunny hill, you know, on the Beatitudes, of the Beatitudes, and then he performed.On the mountain of Golgotha.
比如说，他所传达的福音八福，跟在哥哥他山上的讲道。
He was on a hill, 八福山上 preaching. You must forgive your enemies.
他在山上这样子讲道说，我们要原谅我们的敌人。
And then he performed this on the mountain of Golgotha.
而他在各个他山上就这么做。
Forgive them, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. While he was on the cross, being nailed on the cross.
当他被钉在十字架上，他求神能够原谅旁边的人，因为他不知道他在做什么。
Jesus preached and he performed what he preached.
主耶稣他所传讲的道跟他所做的是一致的。
Jesus loves us so much.
主耶稣他非常爱我们。
How did he come to us?
他是怎么到我们面前的呢？
Look at verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
第八节，听啊，是我良人的声音，看啊，他穿山越岭而来。
Leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills, that was how the Lord Jesus came to us.
主耶稣就是穿山越岭向我们这样子走来。
Behold, look at this, the voice of my beloved. My beloved means my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说
In this section, beloved, God or Jesus Christ.
这里说是我良人的声音，这个良人指的就是神，就是主耶稣。
But here specifically it refers to Jesus.
在这里他指的就是耶稣。
Because Jesus came into this world 2,000 years ago.
因为主耶稣在2000年前来到世上。
How did he come?
他是怎么来的呢？
He came with a voice of the gospel, good tidings.
他是因福音的声音而来的。
Behold, he comes.
看啊，他来的。
So the voice of my beloved, that means Jesus, came in actions. He came in actions.
耶稣的声音。
Not only in voice, but in actions.
耶稣的声音不只是声音，而是一个。
No, he came not just in words, but in actions. Not in voice, but also in actions.
他。不是只是声音，他是有带着行动而来的。
Right. He preached the gospel. He performed the gospel.
他传福音，他也遵守福音。
Oh, he came leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
他穿山越岭而来。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
What are mountains? What are hills?
什么是山，什么是岭？
Mountains and hills can represent obstacles in the life of Jesus.
可以代表着主耶稣生活中的一些障碍。
You know, before Jesus came to us, he suffered so much in his life.
在主耶稣来到我们面前之前，他受尽了辛苦。
Oh, he suffered within his ministry.Especially the last week of his life was so much of misery, agony, pain, and sorrowfulness.
他受尽了一切苦难，尤其是在他人生的最后一周，他遇到了所有的痛苦。
He was mocked at.
他并没有死亡。
He suffered so much. He had agony and pain upon the cross.
他承受许多的苦楚还有背十字架的苦。
And he tasted Hades for us.
他也到地狱尝受地狱的滋味。
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?
我的
God, God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，你为何离弃我？
Jesus was crying aloud to God.
主耶稣向神大声的哭着。
That was when he was on the cross.
当他被钉在十字架的时候。
Why?Because God forsook him.
为什么呢？因为神离弃了他。
Why he was forsaken by God?
为什么他被离弃了呢？
Not because he was a sinner, but because of our sins.
并不是因为他有罪，而是因为我们的罪。
So he tested Hades. He cried out to God, 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 why have you forsaken me?
因此他到过地狱，他也向神哭求着说：“神啊，你为何离弃我？”
Why did he cry out?
为什么他会哭呢？
Because.He doesn't want us to cry out to God anymore in this manner.
因为他不要我们向神哭求。
When we die tonight, if we die one day.
如果我们有一天死掉了。
Just before we die.
在我们死之前。
We say, God, God, why have you forsaken me?
我们向神说，神啊，你为何离弃我？
That is very sad.
这是非常难过的。
We don't want to say this anymore.
我们不想这么说。
When we die, we don't want to say this.
我们死的时候不想这么说。
Because Jesus has said it for us.
因为主耶稣已经为我们说了。
What do we say?
我们要怎么说呢？
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
应该说，主啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。
This is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
Right? It's the last word on the cross.
这是他在十字架上最后的一句话。
Jesus actually suffered for us.
主耶稣为我们受尽了痛苦。
This is just leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills.
就像穿山越岭。
He went through many mountains and hills in his life.
在他一生中，他穿越了许多的山。
The last mountain he overcame was Golgotha.
他最后一座山就是哥哥他山。
所胜过的山 overcome, he overcame that mountain.
他所胜过的最后一座山就是哥哥他山。
Because on Mount Golgotha he was nailed on the cross, and yet he died and resurrected. Death could not control him.
他在哥哥他山被钉在十字架上，但是他并没有死亡，他复活了。
Mountains and hills, sufferings and pain, agony, even Hades could not constrain him.
所有的他所受的痛苦，甚至地狱都没办法控制他。
He overcame death.
因为他胜过了死亡。
He overcame Satan.
他也胜过了魔鬼。
That tells us we can be victorious.
而他告诉我们能够得胜。
This tells us. This overcoming of Jesus tells us we can be victorious.
因为主耶稣他的得胜告诉我们，我们也可以得胜。
Because we rely on the Lord Jesus.
因为我们是靠着主耶稣。
Another meaning of leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills, of course, would mean overcoming sins and temptations.
另外一个穿山越岭的意义就是要战胜罪恶。
引诱与试探。Jesus was tempted. He was enticed by the devil.
主耶稣他被魔鬼试探。
被诱惑。But he overcame all these enticements and temptations.
但是他胜过了所有的诱惑。
That's why he's worthy. He's qualified to save us.
所以他够资格能够救我们。
He overcame all kinds of devilish attack.
他胜过了所有的
魔鬼的攻击。
魔鬼的攻击。
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life.
肉体的情欲 眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
We must remember this because these are the ancient tools deployed by the devil to attack Adam and Eve, the time of Jesus, and also today the same thing, the same three weapons.
我们必须要记得，这就是魔鬼从古往至今对亚当夏娃或是对我们所引诱的工具。
So Jesus came to us through sufferings to overcoming sins, and he is now before us.
主耶稣他为了来到我们这边，他受尽了诱惑跟很多罪的引诱。
Leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills, we can hear the voice of God, of the Lord Jesus. We can see the Lord is with us.
因他穿山越岭而来，我们就可以听到他的声音，看到他在我们面前。
Jesus is with us.
主耶稣与我们同在。
If you look at verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He is looking through the windows, gazing through the lattice.
第九节，我的良人好像羚羊，或像小鹿。他站在我们墙壁后，从窗户往里观看，从窗棂往里窥探。
He tells us Jesus is just like a gazelle or young stag.
这里告诉我们，耶稣就像羚羊，或像小鹿。
A gazelle is a small, actually is the smallest of the antelopes.
羚羊就是在羚羊族类中最小的一种。
Very beautiful.
非常漂亮。
Not very tall.
不是很高。
Maybe 1 meter at shoulder length and height.
它的高度大约100公分到我们肩膀的高度。
In the land of Palestine, the Holy Land.
从圣地那边。
Living there.
住在圣地。
And according to the Bible, it's a cat-chewing animal, a creature.盗窃动物，来牛嘛，cat chewing animal， 是不是盗窃啊？什么东西？叫什么？玩具什么东西？换处哈 ，OK， 换处。
反刍的动物。
反刍动物 ，and it was considered clean according to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is clean animal.
在利未记那边记载着这样的动物是非常干净的，
洁净的动物。
洁净的。
It was Solomon's.Actually, table provision according to First Kings.
在列王记上那边有记载。
是所罗门的台上的食物啊。
是所罗门。
Table's provision on his table, you can see this meat.
是所罗门王他台上的食物。
The characteristics of this beautiful animal, gazelle. If you look into the eyes are so beautiful.
这样的 动物啊、这样的这种羚羊，你看它的眼睛非常的漂亮。
Dark in color.
啊、非常黑。
Lively liquid eyes.
非常灵活的眼睛。
Liquid, liquid, not dry. Liquid eyes.、
Very、水晶般的眼睛。
And also with speed can go very fast.
它的速度也非常的快。
That's why, you know, it was called, you know, Asahel, David's soldier was called, you know, as fast as a fleet of foot as the wild gazelle. Remember?
所以大卫的他的士兵们曾经有这样的形容过他的速度。
士兵好像这个，好像 gazelle。
那个大卫的士兵，他们就像这样的羚羊。
Very fast.
非常的迅速。
The stag, if you look at the stag.、Huh?
我们来看小鹿。
It's a young deer. Young deer also cut chewing. Divided hoof.
是非常小的。
It's also 反刍是吗？
反刍。
反刍吗？This means again a clean animal.
是非常洁净的动物。
Very beautiful.
非常
fast.
非常漂亮，非常迅速。
And also ability with the ability to sense danger very quickly.
他们也对有攻击非常的敏感
sense enemy, sense danger.
对敌人、对危险非常的敏感。
Jesus, here he says, like a gazelle, like a young stag.
这里、耶稣就像羚羊，像小鹿。
Beautiful, spiritually, and very gentle in nature.
在灵性上非常的、美丽、而也非常柔和。
Where is he now?
他在哪里呢？
My beloved is like a gazelle or young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall.
他站在我们墙壁后。
God, Jesus Christ, wants to come into our heart.
耶稣想进入我们的心里。
But sometimes he cannot do it.
可是有时候他没办法这么做。
Not that he cannot do it, but he cannot go against his justice, righteousness, and justice.
也不是说他不能，而是、他有他的公义。
Why he is now standing behind our wall?
为什么他站在我们的墙壁后面？
Definitely, this wall blocks us from God, from Jesus Christ entering into us.
因为 这面墙，它阻隔了我们与神，与主耶稣。
This wall is no good.
这面墙是不好的。
This wall can be a wall of sins.
而这座墙也有可能是罪的墙。
Our sins must be cleansed, and then Jesus can enter into our heart.
我们的罪必须得到洁净，然后主耶稣才能进入我们的心里。
But sometimes after even water baptism, we still have remains of sins.
有时在接受过洗礼之后，我们还是有一些罪。
The sins become a wall between God and us, and Jesus and us.
罪就形成一道墙，阻隔了我们与主耶稣。
But he still loves us.
但是他始终爱我们。
Like a gazelle, like a stag, he desires to come into us.
就像羚羊，像小鹿，他想进入我们心里。
He's now behind our wall.
他不想站在墙后。
He is now behind our wall.
他现在在墙后。
So he doesn't want to come in because of justice. Sins must be removed. So he only can.See us through the windows, guess us through the lattice.
在罪还没有洁净之前，他只能从窗户外面往里面看。
Look at us, to look at us.
来看我们。
This is the desire of the Lord Jesus, you know, entering into our hearts.
这是主耶稣所渴慕的，就是能够进入到我们的心里。
But this wall must be broken.
这座墙必须啊。
This wall must be torn.
这座墙必须被击碎。
Then the Lord can come into our heart.
然后主才能进入我们的心。
A wall of sins is not built over a few minutes or a few days.
罪的墙并不是在
墙。
罪墙不是在几分钟或是几天之内建造起来的。
It is built over many months or even many years if you're not careful.
而是在几个月或几年之内建立起来的。
You see, you can see sometime a member, you know.Goes down spiritually and then, very sadly, very pitifully, excommunicated by the church.
我们可以 我们可以看到有些人他非常的属灵，而有一天他就被我们教会除名了。
It had taken long time for him to build his wall of sins.
而这
for excommunication.
这次经过了很长的一段时间啊，他才有这样子的一个罪墙，还有他才被除名。
True, this is very serious.
而这也是非常严重的。
Youngsters, adults, we must ask God to help us to remove.The wall of sins immediately if we sense some sins surrounding us.
不论是年轻人或是成年人，我们都必须向神求能够把这个罪的墙给除去。
Don't let it build and build to an extent whereby beyond repair.
而不是让它一直建得越来越高，而没办法把它击碎。
This is something we have to think about. Ask God to help us.
这也是我们必须要省察的。
Jesus doesn't want to forsake us.
耶稣他不想离弃我们。
Look at him, he is outside.
我们看到他就在外头。
He wants to come into us. He can only peep through the window and the lattice.
而他想进来，可是他只能从窗往里面观看。
Jesus doesn't want us to be forsaken by him. He doesn't want us to be forsaken.
耶稣他不想离弃我们。
But sin separates us from God.
可是罪使我们与神隔离。
We have to ask God to help us.
我们要求神能够帮助我们。
Do not build the wall of sins.
不要建立起一座罪墙。
This would pain the heart of the Lord Jesus so much indeed.
这会使神的心里很难过。
If we can remove this wall of sins,
如果我们可以将这个罪墙给移除
，and then Jesus would come into our heart.
主耶稣就能到我们的心里。
In actual fact, we all have been washed by the blood of Jesus.
我们都因主的宝血被洗净。
We are ready to receive Jesus.
我们也可以迎接神主。
If we are not ready yet, then we have to prepare ourselves.
如果我们还没有准备好，我们就必须要准备好。
Verse 10 tells us.
第十节告诉我们
说。My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away with me, of course."
第十节这里说，我良人对我说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
Look at verse 11.
十一节。
For Lord, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. Verse 12, the flowers appear on earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Verse 13, the fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. This is the first part of verse 13, huh?
第十一节，因为冬天已往，雨水止住过去了。十二节，地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到，斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。十三节，无花果树的果子渐渐成熟，葡萄树开花放香。
If you look at this verse, actually, from verse 8, it's the coming of the Lord Jesus into the world.
我们从第八节看来，它就是代表着主耶稣来到世上。
That is 2,000 years ago.
那是两千年前。
But today, this coming of the Lord Jesus still applies to us.
但是今天主耶稣的到来还存在着。
Because of his coming into our heart, we believe in his word. We are baptized. We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus during water baptism.
我们因着洗礼我们的罪就得到了洁净。
This is the message, verse 10.
这就是第十节这边。
Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away.
他说，起来与我同去。
This is the first rise in the section.
这是这里第一次讲到起来。
Because the second rise up is in the last part of verse 13.
第二次的起来记载在十三节。
So the verse rise up is very important.
所以第一次的起来很重要。
Rise up from what?
从哪里起来呢？
We know our initial conditions before coming in contact with Jesus was.Sinful.
我们还没与神接触的时候，我们是有罪的。
We were without the truth.
我们并没有真道。
We were with traditions and customs which were not pleasing God.
我们有着很多的一些旧规矩，我们
传统
我们
风俗习惯。This is worshiping idols, for example. You know, we were not clear about what we.Worshipped.
就像拜偶像，我们并不知道我们拜的是什么。
But God says, Jesus says, "Rise up from all this."
但是主耶稣说，从这里都起来。
This one applied to the ancient, to the apostolic members as well.
这对使徒时代的使徒们一样。
And they were especially the Jews. When Jesus came into this world, they were not sure who the Jesus actually Jesus was the Messiah.
尤其对犹太人来说，他们那时候并不知道主耶稣就是弥赛亚。
But some of them, of course, believe in the Lord Jesus eventually.
而有些人，他们最终还是相信耶稣。
For them to rise up, it would mean two things for us the same today.
能够让他们
First rise up.
能够让他们起来，代表两件事，跟我们现在一样。
The first rise up would tell us we have to rise up from our sins, no more sinful.
第一个起来就是我们要从我们的罪里最终起来，不能再犯
罪。Second thing it means we have to rise up from our wrong beliefs or wrong concept of life.
第二个就是我们要从我们错误的观念里面起来。
Concept of life.
生活中错误的观念。
人生观啊，
人生观
错误的人生观啊。This is first rise up. Rise up from sins. Rise up from our wrong worships, wrong concepts of life.
第一从罪中起来，第二从我们错误的人生观中起来。
If you look at verse 11,
来看第十一节。
The winter is past. The rain is over and gone.
冬天已往，雨水止住过去了。
Winter is not very convenient.Time to live in.
在冬天并不事情并不是很顺利。
To live in this kind of condition is not convenient.
在冬天里面居住不是很方便。
Rainy time also not very convenient.
下雨的季节不是很方便。
So winter and rain tell us so clearly, you know, in the time of the Old Testament, before coming to the Lord Jesus, people who believe in God were very inconvenienced, very much inconvenienced.
冬天跟雨水就代表着在旧约中，神的选民他们非常的不方便。
All the rules and regulations, statutes, offerings.
有非常多的规定。
Offerings.
还有
rituals.
一些法律跟规章
like, offerings, burn offerings, grain offerings, also the 献祭,
献祭
not very convenient at all. But Jesus, the winter is past, the rain is over.
对他们而言非常不方便，但是冬天已往，雨水止住了。
主耶稣说，
主耶稣这样说。
Winter is past, the rain is over.
主耶稣说。
We need to come to the truth of salvation.
我们必须要能够来到救恩面前。
Come to the truth. We need to really ask God to help us, so that we can make sure we don't sin anymore, we don't hold on to our wrong concept of life anymore, if we want to march forward.
我们要求神能够帮助我们，如果我们要往前，就必须要不在最终，也不能够在遵守我们旧的不对的人生观。
Now, we must believe that Jesus is only Savior.
现在我们必须要相信。
Now, we must believe that the true Jesus is the only true church in the end time.
主耶稣是救主我们真教真耶稣教会是真的教会。
唯一的真教会。
唯一的真教会。
We need to know this from the Bible.
我们必须要从圣经中知道。
And how to preach this gospel throughout the whole world.
普天下传福音。
If we don't know the true church is the only true church in the world, how can we let others or let Jesus see our countenance and hear our voice?
如果我们不知道真教会是世界上唯一的真教会，我们如何能够让他看见我们的面貌？
In Africa now, we have got more than 100 churches and prayer houses in more than 10 countries.
在非洲，我们在十多个国家中有100多间教会跟祈祷所。
All these people, more than 90%, have been rebaptized into the true Jesus Church.
90%他们都以上都重新接受洗礼。
They were of other churches and denomination members.
他们曾经是其他教会教派的成员。
Why? They are now TJC members.
为什么他们现在成为真耶稣教会的
？Because they've heard the voice of the beloved.
因为他们听到了
良人的声音。
良人的声音。
Rise up, my love, my fair one, come with me. The winter is past, the rain is over and gone. This is what they have heard through the true Jewish church in different parts of Africa and other countries in the world.
他们听到主耶稣这样子对他们说，从叫他们起来。
Indeed, the true church is growing.
真耶稣真教会正在成长。
This time when I was in Africa a few weeks ago.
我几个礼拜前在非洲。
I was in Tanzania and Kenya.
在非洲的两个国家。
You can see the church is growing. You know, the church is growing in this country. You know, very rapidly.
我可以看到教会迅速的在成长。
And in June, I went to Zambia.
在六月的时候我到那边去。
Zambia, in another country. Zambia.
去 Zambia 这个国家。
And I was very touched. By many of the members. This time, the first time we baptized people for the past 14 years. Within the past 14 years.
14天我们都在
14 years.
在
14年来第一次洗礼。
第一次洗礼。
14 years ago, I was there first time, but the church collapsed with a few members.
14年前我在那边，可是教会后来分散了。
So after 14 years, we went back to the same country,And then the church began to grow.
14年后我们到同一个国家。
But of course, different people.
有不同的信徒，然后教会迅速的在成长。
And this time we baptized in June 37 people.
在六月份我们为37位人受洗。
One of them was a teacher. One of them was a very senior teacher.
有一位是比较年长的老师。
And During the prayer, he was crying very much aloud.
在祷告中，他大声的哭着。
That's before he received the Holy Spirit.
那时他没有得到圣灵。
Ended the prayer.
在结束祷告之后。
And he still cried. He still cried.
他还是继续在哭。
And then we said, "Amen, stop."
我们跟他说阿门，结束了。
And then we ask him, "Why did you cry?"
我们问他为什么你会哭呢
？So I'm very ashamed.
他说我非常的羞耻。
I said, why?
我问他为什么。
Oh, I preached the wrong message for more than 20 years.
他说二十年来都传错了福音。
And I baptized people in the wrong way.
而我也为别人施洗，可是是用错的方法。
God, I'm so ashamed. I preached the wrong thing. How could I save people?
他非常觉得非常的羞耻。
怎么能够救人呢？传错福音，洗礼也错了。Oh, he cried because of this. And then what happened? Of course, he was baptized.
最后他接受了洗礼。
Before water baptism, he received the Holy Spirit.
在受洗之前，他得到了圣灵。
And a few days ago, I received an email from him.
几天前我收到他的email.
Because AMC, Africa Ministry Committee, has planned to go there in February next year again.
因为我们
非洲小组，
非洲宣道小组二月份会在过去那边。
And he was so joyful. Come. There's so many people waiting to be baptized.
他非常的喜乐，他说赶快来，很多人要接受受洗。
Why is it possible for people to come to the truth, the true Jesus Church?
为什么那么多人来到真教会呢？为什么可能呢
？Why? Because they let them see Jesus. They let People see Jesus in their life.
因为他们让其他人看到主耶稣在他们生活中。
Let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice.
让我得见你的面貌，让我听见你的声音。
This is what we need to do.
我们也要这么做。
If we can do this, many people will come to the true Jesus Church.
如果我们可以这么做，很多人就会来到真教会。
True Jesus Church is not your church.
真耶稣教会不只是你的教会。
不是你的教会啊。
不是你的教会。
It's not my church.
也不是我的教会。
Be careful. Don't say it's my church. Don't say it's your church.
不要说是你或是我的教会。
This church belongs to Jesus.
这是属于主耶稣的
教会。We are members of the church of Jesus.
我们是主耶稣教会里面的信徒。
Church belongs to Jesus.
教会是属基督的。
Because you and I have not shed our blood to buy people.
因为我们并没有流任何的血去赎世人。
It's impossible. to shed blood to buy people with their own blood.
我们不能用自己的血去买其他的人。
Therefore, we have to let Jesus see our countenance, let Him hear our voice. That means good behaviors, preaching the word of God throughout the whole world. This is our mission. This is our mission.
我们要有好行为，才能够向普天下传福音，而这是我们的使命。
For the winter is past, the rain is over.
因为冬天已经以往，雨水已经过去了。
Sinful life is gone. It means.
有罪的生活也已经过去了。
意思就是这样了哈。Sinful life is gone. It means.
意思就是有罪的生活已经过去了。
Oh, all these customs, you know, all kind of wrong beliefs have been removed.
这些旧传统或是不对的信仰全部都过去了。
Therefore, what happens? Life will come upon us.
生命就就能够到我们的身上。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land.
十二节，地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到，斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。
When sin is removed, sins are removed.
当我们的罪都除去了
，there's life.
就会有生命。
Flowers appearing on earth is an indication of life.
地上百花开放代表着生命。
And that is only possible when we have removed sins through the blood of Jesus during water baptism.
借着宝血，借着角色的宝血，我们在受洗的时候就除去我们的罪。
And then we can see the time of singing has come.
这时，鸣叫的时候已经来到。
What is the meaning of this? Time of singing has come. What does it mean?
鸣叫的时候已经来到，是代表什
么？Singing means joy. If we are joyful, we sing normally, right?
我们如果很喜乐的时候，我们会唱歌。
So when we are in the Lord, we have life, we have joy.
我们在主里，我们有生命，我们有喜乐。
So the flowers appear on earth, and the time of singing has come because of the gospel, because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为福音，因为主耶稣所以地上百花开放，鸣叫的时候已经来
到。And then the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land.
斑鸠的声音在境内也听见。
In the ancient time, turtle doves were actually offered as, you know, one of the offerings.
在古时候，斑鸠是献祭中的一项祭物。
And we know all the offerings, so, burnt offerings, grain offering, peace offering, sin offering, trespass offerings. All these represent the Lord Jesus, prefigure the Lord Jesus being offered.
所有的献祭也预表着主耶稣他为我们献上。
So turtle dove means Jesus Christ.
所以斑鸠预表着耶稣。
The voice of the turtle dove, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ now is heard in our land. How wonderful!
斑鸠的声音就代表着耶稣，他的福音，在我们境内也被听见。
Not just in a country, as a land, a piece of land.
不是一块地或是一个国家而已。
It's in many countries of the world.
是到了许多的国家。
And it's in the heart of people we can find this voice of the turtle dove.
而是在人们的心中，我们可以听到这斑鸠的声音。
Our heart is like a piece of land.
我们的心就像一块地。
Once we have received this gospel voice, we must preach the gospel voice.
当我们听到这福音的声音，我们就必须传扬这福音的声音。
This is what Jesus tells us.
这也是主耶稣跟我们说的。
This is in verse 13.
就像第十三节这边。
How do we preach the gospel voice? The gospel?
我们要如何来传福音呢
？Verse 13.
第十三节
The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with tender grapes give a good smell.
无花果树的果子渐渐成熟，葡萄树开花放香。
Fig tree or vines represent or prefigure the members, the believers.
无花果树跟葡萄树代表着信徒。
So the fig tree puts forth her green figs. That means we can bear fruit, bringing people to the Lord, to the true Jesus Church.
当果树有果子成熟或是开花的时候，表示我们可以带领人来到教会。
The vines the same with tender grapes, giving good smell. Oh, that is through our behaviors, people will come to the Lord.
葡萄树开花放香，就是经由我们的好行为让人能够来信。
Look at Zechariah chapter 2, huh?
来看撒加利亚书第二章。
To explain this verse, Zechariah chapter 2 verse 11.
撒加利亚书第二章十一节。
Zechariah chapter 2 verse 11.
十二章十一节。
Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in the midst. Then you will know that the Lord host has sent me to you. So many people will come to the Lord.
11节，那时必有许多国归附主神，做他的子民。他要住在你中间，你就知道万军之主神差我到你那里去了。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
第三章第十节。
In that day, says the Lord of hosts. Chapter 3, verse 10.
第三章第十节。
Everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree.
当那日，你们个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树和无花果树下。
This is what we need to do.
这也是我们该做的。
We have to invite people to come under our vine and our fig tree.
我们要要邀请人们能够坐在我们的树下。
We thank God, Hosanna Outreach is one of the good examples of preaching to many people.
感谢神啊，Hosanna Outreach 是一个很好的一个机会。
We need to do more.
我们要做更多。
We have to give forth good smell of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们也要能够开花放香。
Oh, then that means the church can grow.
哦，这样的话，教会就能成长。
How wonderful.
哦，这是如此的美好。
Oh, from here we can see we have to rise up, from sins and rise up from wrong beliefs to bear fruit for Jesus Christ.
哦，所以我们要起来，远离我们的罪，能够撇去我们的旧的人生观，能够开花放香。
Thank God.There are many youngsters nowadays, not just in UK, but in America, here in USA. They are very fervent to serve God, desiring to go to different countries of the world to preach.
感谢神，不仅在英国或者甚至在美国，有许多热心的青年，他们都想要去传福音。
Every year we have this AMC training for voluntary workers going to Africa, for example.
每年我们都有AMC 这样的训练活动，让青年能到非洲去传道。
Next year is January is in London.
明年一月会在伦敦举行。
And I think at least about 10 people have applied from USA.
至少在美国有十位以上的人已经申请了。
This is a great number.
这是一个很好的数。
Why they want to go to be trained? Because they want to let Jesus see their countenance, let the Lord hear their voice.
为什么他们这么做？就是想让主耶稣看到他们的面貌，听到他们的声音。
Our life in this world is very short.
我们人生在世很短暂。
We need to let Him, let Jesus see our countenance and hear our voice.
我们必须要让神看到我们的面貌和听到我们的声音。
This year, I have witnessed with my own eyes 20 people who died, whom I knew.
这一年来我看到了20个我认识的人，他们过世了。
One of them is my father.
其中一位是我的父亲。
That touching funeral service actually reminded hundreds of people our life in this world is short.
在感人的告别式中让很多人都感到说人生在世很短暂。
Our life really is not forever in this world.
我们在人生在世并不是永恒的。
We need to do something for Jesus while still alive.
我们必须趁着还活着的时候为主耶稣做什么。
Let him see our countenance. Let him hear our voice.
让他看到我们的面貌，让他听见我们的声音。
And then our life is worth it. It's worth living in this world.
这样我们活在世界上就有价值。
Try it and do a bit more so that we can be more useful to God.
我们必须多多做，这样我们对神而言才是有用的。
Many brothers and sisters, they have their own work and they take time to serve God. It's wonderful. God will bless them.
很多人放下工作用他们的时间去侍奉神，神会祝福他们。
God remembers everything that we have done to Him, for Him.
神知道我们每天为他所做的事。
He remembers.
他会记得。
Continue to study this topic.
我们继续查考这个主题。
Let's sing a hymn.
来唱诗。
397
首。